Mabel Louise Stewart joins us. Hello.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Wisconsin, and I hope it is where you are. Say, are you still remembering Mother's Day weekend? I am. You know what? My oldest granddaughter and her children came on Saturday, and they did some raking. Oh, my goodness, what a help. And other errands. And the best part was they brought a full course meal. My favorite, lasagna. You like lasagna? Ooh, I do. And then on Sunday, Greg and Sue took me out to eat. What a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day. It was so special. And after all, when you think of the month of May, yes, you remember Mother's Day. And in light of that, I'm in a series about five mothers from the Old Testament. And on my last broadcast, I gave a message on Eve. Yes, the first woman ever recorded. And she is known as the mother of all living. She gave us lots of firsts. She was the first woman to live on earth. She was the first woman to be called a wife. She was the first woman that was called beautiful. She was the first on earth to be tempted by Satan. And she was the first seamstress. She was also the first one who had a son that committed murder. That's right. And she was the first one to receive the prophecy of the cross. Yes, she overheard what God said to the serpent. Think about that. And now, today, we're going to visit with you, as I said, about Sarah. Sarah was the wife of Abraham and the mother of Isaac. My verse of the day is found in Isaiah 40. And let me bring it to you. It's verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. This verse will fit right into the message because Sarah didn't want to wait on God's promise. And that's a no-no, isn't it? And something we all have to learn. Well, when we read about women in the Bible, we soon learn right off that the Holy Spirit has revealed the good and the bad of their lives. Aren't you glad? Because that would kind of makes us adjust to what it says, because we know we've been there and done that, right? Well, Sarah is no exception. A brief survey of her life would tell us that she was a knockout. That's right. She was born beautiful. And she also loved and respected her husband. And she gave birth to her only child, whose name was Isaac, and she gave birth at a very old age, like 90. Oh, my goodness. So, stay tuned, and let's learn some details of her life. The tragedy of Sarah's early life was that she was barren. But the miracle of her life was that she gave birth to Isaac. And Isaac was known as the son of promise. And when, humanly speaking, the time had passed when she could become a mother, and while the family lived at Haran, God said to Abraham, "Get thee out of this country, and from your kinfolk, and from your father's house, into the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation." That's found over in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. So Sarah's life became Abraham's life. They had a wonderful marriage relationship. Wherever Abraham went, she went. And so they just picked up everything and left their home in Haran to follow God's leading. They left wealth and a house to live in, and now they were going to live in tents. Apparently, Sarah didn't mind because she was with her husband. She never looked back, and she shared the dangers and all of the heartaches of moving from place to place. They were camping out all those years. And as they journeyed from place to place, Abraham built several altars unto the Lord, and they worshiped the Lord together. No doubt she worshiped at these same altars with her husband. The Bible says that she was obedient to her husband, even going so far as to call him Lord, little L. It was interesting to learn as I studied that they both started their wanderings at age 65, that was Sarah, and 75 for Abraham. So that was a old age, really, to start moving, wasn't it? And living from a house to a tent? Yes, it was. But they were following and obedient to the Lord. Abraham, you see, was 10 years older. And they traveled in a caravan. They had many men servants and maid servants, as well as sheep, oxen, asses, and other herds and flocks. Yes, God blessed this couple with great wealth because of their faithfulness to obey and follow the Lord's leading. I read where Abraham took 318 of his male servants born in his house, and he had trained them to fight in wars. And he took them and used them to rescue his nephew Lot from Sodom and Gomorrah. And they would have been many more servants, actually, to have remained at home to attend the flocks. So he had quite a caravan. And perhaps the most impressive person in the caravan was Sarah. The Bible records that she was a fair woman to look upon. Her name even meant princess. Her original name was Sarai. But 14 years later, God changed her name to Sarah. And Abraham's name was changed from Abram, A-B-R-A-M, to Abraham. Actually, Sarah was her husband's half-sister on the side of their father, Terah. This was a very common practice in Bible times. Abraham passed his wife off as his sister twice because she was so beautiful. It was a half-truth. And the Lord chided Abraham for telling those half-truths. And early in their wandering, Sarah was taken into King Pharaoh's court because she was so beautiful. But she loved her husband so much, she was willing to take the risk, and she told the king that Abraham was her husband. So Pharaoh turned around and gave many gifts to Abraham because of his beautiful wife. And by the way, Sarah would have been in her 70s, and she was still beautiful. Wow. Pharaoh wanted her as part of his concubine. My goodness. Can you imagine being so beautiful at that age? Oh, wow. And it's one evidence here is that we are all born in sin. That's right. And one big mistake Sarah made was because of the delay of the promised son, she suggested to Abraham that he go into her maid Hagar and bear a child as his secondary wife. Genesis 16:2 says, "Behold, now the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee," she said to Abraham, "go unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her." So Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah. Sarah's lack of faith and her ability to give birth to a child on her own was to bring long, long years of anguish. Yes, there was trouble and jealousy came between Sarah and her name and her maid named Hagar. And as a result, Hagar was driven from the caravan along with her son Ishmael. One day, as Abraham was sitting at the door of his tent, three divine messengers approached. Abraham asked Sarah to prepare a meal, and she became the first woman in the Bible to extend hospitality to guests. Sarah was standing on the side listening to the conversation of the guests, and they were explaining to Abraham that God was giving them a miracle baby boy of their own. Sarah started laughing, saying, "After I'm so old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also?" And then later on verse 15 in Genesis 18, it was explained that she laughed because she was afraid. How interesting that the Lord named their son Isaac, which actually means laughter. Here's a big reminder to say nothing is too hard for our Lord. And the verse I gave you as earlier in the broadcast, "They that wait on the Lord." Oh, Sarah was too anxious, wasn't she? Well, the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 4:19, "And being not weak in faith, Abraham considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb." She would have been 90 years old to bear a son. What a joy to her heart to become a mother. Because you see, in Bible times, it was considered a disgrace to not be able to bear children. And in the meantime, Hagar and Ishmael were brought back to the caravan, but now once again sent away. An even greater trial came to Sarah when she was faced with the sacrifice of her only son, Isaac, on the altar. At God's command, Abraham took his son of promise to sacrifice him upon the altar. Sarah watched her husband and her son leave for the mountains of Moriah, and the commentary stated she was in anguish of heart. Yet they dared not to disobey the Lord who had blessed them all along the way. So she soon learned that God offered up a ram instead of their son, Isaac. There's no record of Sarah in the years that follow her son's and her husband's return from Moriah. We can assume, though, that she enjoyed her life with Abraham and Isaac until her death at the age of 127 years old. Wow. And by the way, you know what? She is the only woman in the Bible whose age at death is recorded. Did you know that? Well, Abraham showed how much he loved Sarah by mourning for her many, many days. And by the way, he bought a special burying place for her. Well, a few years later, on his wedding night, Isaac, their son, took his bride, Rebekah, to his mother's own tent, showing how much he loved his mother. Sarah and Abraham blessed us with a testimony of a good marriage due to a strong faith in the Lord and also their obedience to follow wherever the Lord leads them. Stay tuned now on my next broadcast, and allow me to give you some insights on the lives of Jochebed, found from the Old Testament. It's been so good to be with you. God bless you, and goodbye.